Hello and welcome to another episode of What the Famicom, probably your favorite gaming podcast ever, possibly. I'm Dan, aka Dantendo, but also today I'm Arcadial.
That's pretty good.
No.
I was nodding no, but yeah.
I'm predicting what your nickname might be for this episode, but go ahead.
Nick NES, pre-NES. I wanted to say it was before Nintendo. I just thought of it at the moment. So, Nicktendo.
I thought an easy one was going to be Nick Cade.
Oh, yeah. That would have been pretty good.
So, yours was like a full, like, four sentences?
Yeah, it was going to be like Nick pre-NES. I don't know.
I mean, you're not wrong, I guess, like that.
Yeah.
Today's a big one, though. Today's for all the old heads.
Oh, man.
People
I can't
over
wait.
40 who used to play arcade games at arcades. And nowadays, it's not really the same.
No, it's not the same at all. In fact, if you're playing Galaga, you know what I'm saying? You're playing Galaga by yourself in your bed.
Hold up. Did everyone just hear the way he said it?
I
how do you
know
say
how
it?
It's pronounced. Galaga? I don't know.
It's Galaga, you freak.
I never heard it said out loud. I've even played the game.
I've only heard it said out loud.
You've never seen it spelled anywhere?
I can't see.
Well, that's all
right. What am I on right now?
We don't know.
But today's episode is about arcade machines, arcade games. What are the most famous arcade machines? What's our favorite? What are the ones up with? Is it cool if you bury someone in an arcade machine?
It happened before, or at least it's been hinted at in an episode.
If you want to get
previous.
Buried in an arcade machine, which one would you want to get buried in? We'll get to that. We'll get to that later. Possibly one of us will be buried while we're recording.
Could be amazing.
Somebody can just sneak up on us. So today's is just all about arcade machines, and we'll be right back after this intro. So stick a quarter in it. That was my nickname in high school.
Oh, dude, that's so pretty good, actually.
We'll be right back. Yo, if you were in the 80s and you were playing this garbage, I don't know what to say.
A lot of things go back to your bathroom. In fact, if you have bathroom issues with earthquakes,
let us know who you would bury in an arcade machine.
Please
let us know so we can call the cops on you. He's sick.
Here, I'll put it this way. A priest diddling like a kid, like, it seems like they could do it physically.
Usually, it's a life-changing moment in my life, and the Macho Man Randy Savage album changed my life.
So I feel like I was, like, playing video games and then talking to, like, real girls, but then going back playing video games because I didn't hook up with anybody.
I'm a fucking nosy Nancy? You think I, like, talk about my personal stuff?
I think all you do is talk about your personal stuff for the first 28 minutes of the episode. What are we at? Everyone, check the recording.
So, obviously, everyone knows Taylor Swift had a new album come out, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, my God. So good.
Taylor Swift's album came out, I was listening to another album by a famous rapper, and I'm going to read the rap lyrics of this rap song,
here?
And I want you to see if you can decipher who the actual rapper is.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
So the lyrics go, "They call you Hollywood. Don't make me laugh, because your movies and your acting skills are both trash. Your movies straight to video and box office can't stand, while I got myself a feature role in Spider-Man."
Wow. It's pretty good. I don't know who was in Spider-Man. I'm not really good with actors.
Okay. Well, think about the first Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a thing that you remember wildly about the first Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, Macho Man was in it. It's Macho Man?
It's Macho Man.
Oh my God. Wait, that's really crazy.
An incredible guess.
Is it Bonesaw?
Bonesaw. Macho Man Randy Savage had a rap album in 2005. And I listened to it on repeat for a week straight.
That's what threw me off. I thought maybe he released this recently. You're telling me.
Oh, no, he's been dead for like 20 years.
Has he been dead?
Maybe not 20 years, but he came out with this album in 2005. He stopped wrestling and he wanted to be a rapper. He's not good, but the songs are like very addictive listening to them. And one of them is a complete diss track against Hulk Hogan. And that was the lyrics I read. He was making the whole song was about how terrible Hulk Hogan is and how he's a punk. And he just said, like, your movies suck, you suck. I was inspired.
Oh, so he's okay. Straight to V. Oh my God. Yeah. Now has, and that's why I call him Hollywood. Now I get
and
it.
And there's another one where he's talking about meeting girls in a club and he's never sexual. He doesn't curse, but he tries to be rough as shit. And it's like the best thing ever.
So what does he do? Like, is he like, yeah, I'll beat you up.
Yeah.
Off that's the basically, top
he's like,
rope.
I'm back, yo. Here I am.
Is the
it's
music
like the craziest album.
I forget.
I was listening to a podcast and somebody brought it up. And I'm like, oh, shit. There's no way it's on Spotify. So I looked on Spotify and hell yeah,
Wow. So there you have it, folks.
It's called Be a Man. The album and the diss track is called Be a Man.
Hmm.
I don't know why he thought he'd be a good rapper.
I mean, but... you're telling me that you listened to it for a week straight. That qualifies as he's pretty good.
And I think on Spotify, it tells you like how many listens, like the most popular song yeah. had. And I think yeah. it was only like 1,000 or something.
So you contributed like 10%.
I probably contributed to a lot to the, wow. the Hulk Hogan diss track.
Congratulations, Macho Man. I didn't even know. He has the best YouTube video. You see the cream of the crop?
It's the cream of the crop. He has like, he's yeah. become like viral because he has a YouTube video on TikTok. He's become viral because like he talks about how men can cry.
Oh, I don't know.
On Arsenio
that.
Hall.
That's you pretty good. That? Okay. No, I haven't seen it. I got
so, like, older clips of him just become viral. And I wish, like, he somehow knew in heaven. Maybe he's in heaven rapping to Jesus or Hitler.
Whoa. Maybe he's not
oh,
really
my God.
Dead.
I just said Hitler was in heaven.
That was a little weird. What if he's not really dead? Like a Tupac situation?
Do you believe Tupac's not dead?
No, I think he is. I mean, he would come out by now. Remember, it was for like years. People were like, he's not really dead. You can see blah, 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 blah. He releases new music. I think yeah. there's a Dave Chappelle skit where like, hey, Dave, get out of the club. And it's like music being made right then. And he's like, are you sure this is old?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he's in heaven. Maybe he's not dead. If he's not dead, I hope he gets like a penny for every time I play these songs.
I hope
because they're fucking phenomenal.
Is.
Anyway, it's on Spotify 2005, Be a Man. Hmm. Don't listen to Taylor Swift. I mean, she's fine, but. Give money
if you
to
had to
Macho
choose,
Man.
Give money to Macho Man.
If you had a gun to your head, right? If somebody put a gun to your head
mm-hmm.
and like a gun to like your dog's head, because I think that's the person you love the most. And they yeah, said sure. like choose Macho Man, Randy Savage, 2005 rap album or Taylor Swift's like new billion
mm-hmm.
dollar album. Which one do you pick?
What's the, there's a gun to my head and I'm picking my yeah, favorite? Like... Am I picking what? Who the person should listen
you can't,
to?
You can't.
Who
you
gets
have time
the most money?
You don't have time to answer this question.
I just have to answer.
You just have to yell out who you think.
I guess Macho Man, sure.
All right. And your dog barks, so they don't know
he's
the
dead.
Answer. Oh, my God.
Okay. Guy shoots. Scared him.
But then the dog dodges, grabs the gun, and shoots you.
Yeah, I was going to say. He
Twist.
Would do that.
And then the dog unzips itself,
and, it was
and it's
killer?
Macho Man.
Uh-huh, that's quite a twist.
He's like, nice to see you, Nick. anyway, I wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to talk about, I guess, because everyone's mm-hmm. watched the Fallout show. I know this will be old by the time.
Everyone
you didn't watch
watches
it. You're
it.
A gamer.
I didn't watch it.
The Fallout show
gamer.
On Amazon?
Fake gamer.
He's
yeah,
a fake
watch
gamer.
It.
I'm a real gamer.
What's the actor's name? Gallet?
What actor?
What's his name? With the no nose.
Oh, Walter Goggins?
Yeah, Goggins, Gaggett, Goggins.
Goggins,
whatever. Galaga,
there you go.
Walter Galaga.
Walter Galaga, everyone. Or say it like a freak. Galaga?
Oh, Galaga?
Walter Galaga.
Okay. Yep, that's
I'm
going
to Photoshop Walter Goggins' face on the Galaga
Please.
Alien. But no news. The Fallout 76, I've been playing Fallout 76 because of the Fallout show.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout show is great. Fallout 76 mm-hmm. is way better than it was 5 years ago. I don't know if you ever played it.
Not 76. No, I didn't play
76
that one.
Was basically like just the online version of Fallout. And okay, it sucks when it came out. And I don't interact with people.
Do you have the VATS system when you shoot other people?
So it's weird because it's online. It doesn't slow them down completely because you're in like a constantly moving
So what happens
world.
To you? Have you ever been VATted?
I haven't been VATted by another player. That's a good question. I wonder how that works.
Because, I mean, if you could still move, are you just
yeah,
doing this?
Because like when I VAT bad guys, they don't slow down. It shows me where I'm shooting, like arm, head, but it doesn't slow them down.
Interesting. Okay.
So, and then what was the other thing I wanted to talk about? Oh, yeah, I had jury duty and I got out of it because I said I had a podcast.
Did you just go through every little bit of detail you have in your entire life? Like, are we done? Like, that's over? I thought it used to be the formula was Dan wanted to stretch out, like, what was going on in his life for like, 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, this is what's going on. I'll tell you who's griping me. The guy sitting next to me in the theater. Or, oh, you
well,
know
the
what?
Only thing I
my
had
friend
really,
F
like...
dot dot or A dot dot, they said this, and I think they're silly. What is that exactly what happened?
I mean, that's pretty much every episode of the podcast we've ever done. So, because usually it's a life changing moment in my life, and the Macho Man Randy Savage album changed my life.
So, when you gave that girl a Gap gift card that had $0 on it, because
that changed my life.
That changed your life.
If anyone's new to the podcast, years ago,
okay,
a rich girl threw a yep. party,
and dang,
and I
her,
felt yeah. offended. I'm like, and she said, either bring money or bring a gift. And I was like, there's no
you did
fucking
neither.
Way.
You did neither.
I did neither. I was like, there's no fucking way you're getting me to bring anything, bitch. So I found an empty Gap gift card that I had already used in my wallet. And so someone was at the door of this party. And they basically said, like, here, put the money in this cigar box or whatever. So I gave her an empty Gap gift card. And she called me a week later. She said, hey,
she's still looking for it.
She said, hey, they said there's nothing on this. And of course, I was like, what? That's crazy.
Let me look into it for you. Let me check.
I was like, maybe I need to sign the bank. And then she wanted to meet up.
Say that.
So I said, I made the lie up. And then she said, we should meet, like, maybe we can get together and you can sign it. I'm like, oh, yeah. I haven't seen
her
since.
Crazy. She's still looking for a signature.
What if I saw her on the street and like,
oh my God,
she
had it. Well, if she had it, you'd have to sign it.
Yeah.
Funnier is her going to Gap and then being like, look, he signed it. Like 25 years
ago.
Ma'am.
Like,
it didn't change anything.
Gift card is expired.
It still says $0 on it. Yeah, but he signed it.
I don't even remember. Like, I guess I got it for like Christmas or something like that. And I just had it in my wallet. Like, that's what we call the universe helping you out, because I don't know why I would carry around an empty gift card.
You should have given her a Coke card that had like all those points on it.
Oh shit, they still exist?
I'm sure they do. I don't know. Someone probably the jet.
They probably didn't. Like,
or was that Pepsi points? I don't know. Someone did get Pepsi points jet, didn't they? Isn't that a thing?
Oh yeah, there's a documentary about that.
Yeah, of course.
About the kid that finally collected.
And there should be a documentary about the kid who had the Gap gift card and just gave it to someone and had $0.
What if I go on Hulu? Because Hulu always has like fucked up documentaries. What if there's a Hulu documentary about her?
Oh my God.
About how her life spiraled after someone gave her an empty gift card.
How would they refer to you? Because they didn't go to you for like permissions. Do you think they name you full name and they just have like a dark, mysterious picture of you?
Yeah, like they would call me like Mr. X.
Mr. X. And it's just like, has a podcast. It's just for you doing this.
He gave me an empty gift card, and then but I voluntarily did interviews with them and I asked them to deepen my voice and blow my face. Also,
I don't know what she's referring to. I guess I had to sign the back or something.
You do a really good like interview deep voice.
Do I see? Okay, I'll use that later in the episode.
Yeah,
it'll be like a throwback.
We're gonna blur each other out. Yeah, I haven't had anything life-changing. I mean, I had a very lazy weekend because I was apartment sitting at my girlfriend's place. I was just watching her cat. And all I
there he goes, guys. Guys, humble brag. He's bringing up that he has a girlfriend, which is incredible. B, he did something for her and wants to get credit for it.
But I want her to listen to this so she knows.
The thing is, like, he stayed at her house and ate her popcorn or like her chips and watched TV at her house and maybe even used her Xbox Live.
Okay. The first thing, I don't know how you got that down to a T, because I ate an entire bag of popcorn. And it was the only bag of popcorn she had. She's going to hear this.
She's going to know. Yo, you got to deny. And then if she doesn't know, she isn't listening.
When she hears this episode, I'll give her a gift card and be like, hey, I'm so sorry. Here's a gift card. And that'll
be for popcorn. Of course it will.
I have so many empty gift cards. but yeah, I used her Game Pass because somehow I was able to use my name on her Game Pass. So
that's incredible.
I sat around with her cat. I played Fallout 76 and ate popcorn.
Yeah, you play with that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on, man.
I know. I was going to say it. And then I was like, he's going to cut it up and use it to say, like, I said it.
Yeah, I'm going to slow it down. And I'm going to say it to my girlfriend. Be like, can you believe what Nick said?
I played with that pussy all day long.
What? Oh, you didn't say that the first time.
I know. I did. Well, it was slowed down voice. So
now, wait. You just slowed it down. So now when I slow it down, it's going to be even slower.
When you speak. Yeah. You can't use it. It'll be unusable. Yeah.
But it'd be perfect for an anonymous interview.
I wonder if you sped it up if it just sounded like me regular.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all that happened in my life. You had a busy week. You couldn't record. Everyone, listen. I always ask him, I'm like, hey, I always try to get off his back. I'm like, hey, what's the best day to record? He avoids me like the fucking plague. Like I have like SARS or I'm a leper from the Bible.
Shingles.
I have shingles. I say, hey, what's the best day to record? He wouldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole.
Crickets. Yeah, that's crickets. It. Yeah, crickets. That's all you could hear.
I mean, if anyone has a podcast, you can relate. I'm sure there's always one person in the podcast that just asks the other just casually, and the other person just ignores.
Here's how you know what's going on, and this happens in all relationships. It's he'll text me and he'll get an answer right back. He's like, "What do you think of this Photoshop?" And I'm like, "Garbage, trash, I hate it."
That means I'll automatically use it. By the way,
I have jury duty, and I'm done by 9:15 a.m. But I'm gonna take off the rest of the day at work. I immediately answer, "You're garbage, whatever." It's right away.
Yeah.
Then he's like, "What time do you want to record?"
I like that I become a baby.
and I won't even answer because I'm like, I look at my phone and I'm like, I don't know. He knows it. Everyone knows it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing because it drives me up the fucking wall.
But I don't have an answer for you all the time. I'm busy, man. Dude.
But now we're here.
I'm busy. He's not. That's the problem.
Okay. For the first time ever, I had nothing going on this weekend.
You had zero girlfriends, correct?
I had zero girlfriend. I was single this weekend.
Oof, I can't wait till she hears that. I'm gonna literally just isolate that clip when I edit the episode.
I could have dated anyone in Fallout 76, but I chose not to. I could have dated a super mutant. I could have dated a Mr.
Is that
Handy.
Like a supermodel?
I could have dated
Super Handy.
Is that his name? Super Handy?
You could have gotten Super Handy. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Hand job.
I could have dated Vault Boy.
You could have.
I could have dated so many people in the game, but I'm a good guy. Like, I'm not like that.
So you had zero girlfriends. How many dogs did you have? Zero, technically.
Zero, yeah. One
cat. How many bands are you in? Zero, technically.
How many bands are you in? They actually put anything out?
Just one, okay? We're putting out stuff every day, okay?
Okay.
This guy's like to tweak my nipples.
Oh, my God. That was my nickname in high school.
This guy likes to tweak my nipples?
The gym teacher gave it to me.
So wait, are you tweaking the gym teacher's nipples?
I don't even
know. What was your gym teacher's name?
I was blocked
name?
Out
do you
when
remember?
He gave it to me. I don't know.
What was your gym teacher's name? Like, do you remember? Is he alive?
He might be alive. I actually don't know. That's a good question, because he was probably only like 30-something when I was there.
I don't know. That's why I was asking, dude.
Ah, yeah. And I went to an all-boys high school, right?
Yeah,
all boys Catholic high school. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, because not that I know of at the time, but I wonder if anyone got molested there. Or if anyone,
know,
I'm
dude.
Not even trying to make a joke, like, because like priests are known, you know,
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah.
No, so I'm very curious if anyone ever got in
100%
trouble.
100% are, but like, here, I'll put it this way. A priest diddling like a kid, like, it seems like they could do it physically.
Uh-huh.
Priest trying to diddle like a 19-year-old or a 17-year-old, it's that kid smells. He hit puberty. He's like 6'2". He could punch you. I don't know. I don't think
it happens. That's true. You ever see the movie Spotlight?
No.
It's about priests and diddling.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I didn't want to go there. But
It's not a comedy, just to let you know, because I know you probably think it's a funny movie.
Oh, I would watch it with popcorn and be laughing the whole time. Is that what you picture?
You'd
and
be
then
like,
at the
you
end.
Ever see, I don't know if you've ever seen Cape Fear, but it's Robert De Niro, and he's like in a movie theater laughing at a movie with a cigar in his mouth. And that's you watching Spotlight.
And then at the very end, someone elbows me like, isn't that terrible? And you're like, oh, I thought it was a comedy.
Yeah. If anyone listening to his podcast has ever watched Spotlight, just imagine Nick smoking his cigar laughing during it.
I have never seen it, nor have I laughed during it quite yet.
Maybe a future update. So that's it. You had a busy weekend because you had band practice, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You
Girlfriend's birthday.
You had your girlfriend's birthday. That was a big deal. Happy birthday, Jay. .. I'm not going to say her name because I would never.
Lots of names. Yep. So I had to and she was super nice to me. She decorated my house on my birthday. My birthday was only 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. So I had to live up to it. Oh, guess what I got her? I told. Yeah.
A Fitbit? He's pointing. For this is an audio medium. I don't know why he's pointing.
Can you hear it? Did I make the noise properly?
No.
No, I'm trying to do a bird noise. It doesn't come through?
No, it doesn't come through at all.
Oh, that's awesome, because it's a weird screechy noise. So if it shows up on the recording, I ruined it. But
so you bought her a bird?
I bought her tickets to Falconry. You know what Falconry is?
I think I guessed what it was, but you were like,
yeah, it's like the bird lands on your shoulder, and you go and you meet eagles and hawks. I think he has a falcon. Some guy. It's like he's famous for it. He's probably going to die by bird one day, this guy.
The bird's just going to carry him away.
No, he's well known in the area. Like, he does falconry, and he's the number one guy in the area. So we're going to go, and it's going to be what's his name? Steve Irwin?
Oh, the guy that died by a stingray.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit.
His nickname was Steve Stingray Irwin. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's not true. That would be wild.
Okay, scenario, right? You and your girlfriend, you're watching this falconer guy. And
okay, picks up my dog.
No. Your dog's not there. You guys are just listening to him talk and stuff like that. And he has him on his arm and he just turns and just starts hooking up with the falcon. What do you do?
I think everyone has to grab their date. Even if you went with a kid or someone you don't know or your brother
and
sister.
Grab the date in fear?
No, hook up. It's a chain reaction thing. So I would grab my girlfriend, Jay, and hook up with her.
So let me get this straight. I don't know if this is the rule of logic in your brain. If somebody around you kisses another person.
Yeah.
Everyone around that person has to kiss too.
Yeah, you just better hope you're not near your brother or sister. You're not near someone who's 14 years older or younger than you. You're there with your family. You got to kiss your dad. I don't know.
Hey, I like this logic, actually. It puts everyone in a bind.
I mean, I'll be fine.
Why would you? Because you're what if he's girlfriend. Like, hey, try this out. And he asks you to kiss the Falcon.
Oh, and then he kisses my girl?
Yeah, he's like, hey, you guys are cool. You guys want to be swingers. Like,
hey,
like,
you're cool, right? And I go, yeah, I'm cool, because I don't know what he's talking about. And he's like, cool. And he kisses her. And then I look at the bird. And I got to kiss the bird.
Yeah.
Actually, that was your nickname in high school. Kiss the bird.
Kiss the bird. Did somebody give it to me or did I give it to myself?
You gave it to yourself. Which is awesome. Yeah, so I don't know.
Well, that should be pretty cool. You said it's not for another couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think it's the last weekend of May. Oh, good. Tell everyone. Oh, in the interim, someone's going to come visit.
I didn't want to bring it up. I don't like telling people about things that happen in my real life, dude. You think I'm a fucking nosy Nancy? You think I like talking about my personal stuff?
I think all you do is talk about your personal stuff for the first 28 minutes of the episode. What are we at? Everyone, check the recording. We at 28 minutes. He wants to talk about his personal life again.
Cut. Who knows? Go ahead. Tell everyone what's going to happen by the time this episode comes out.
The next episode we record, we'll probably discuss what happened that day.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So me and my girlfriend are going over Nick and his GF's.
You can just say girlfriend. You don't have to abbreviate that one.
I don't know. Honestly, my brain, I have no clue why I just did that.
I don't know why either.
But he's going to cook us dinner. Weren't you mad because I didn't answer you what my girlfriend eats or something?
No. So here's the other thing. Dan won't tell you. He's like, I have food restrictions. And I know everyone on the podcast who's a devout follower knows no gluten. It's got to be super vegan. Like it literally has to have superpowers and
no
be
dairy,
extra vegan.
Yeah.
No dairy. It can't have grain in it. It can't have no air. Was he sugar free too? Is that it? Yeah.
No, I'm good with sugar, but I like no air though.
Okay, that's fair. Anyway, so now we gotta cook a meal for them and then host them. And the thing is, they live in a part of the city where it's not as super affluent. Like whatever, no big deal. Uh-huh. But now we have to figure out what stuff we leave out because you might take it.
I might grab my neck and go to the hospital.
No, I was going
and then
take
while,
silverware.
Oh, take it. Take the silverware.
Yeah, yeah,
because we're poor.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I don't know why I imagined a scenario where I start choking and everyone's like, oh my God, you call the ambulance, right?
Yeah.
And I'm really going nuts. And I start coughing up blood. And I get on the gurney and then you look at me and I wink at you. And then they put me back in the ambulance.
That's the last thing I hear. You died.
I didn't die. I just wink at you.
Afterwards, if you die, I'll be like, what did the wink mean? I don't even know.
Like the door closes. You're like, no, he's faking it. And
he's
Nick,
faking it.
He's dead.
He's dead. No, why did he wink?
He winked. He's looking at me right now. And you see me wide-eyed.
You're in the back of the ambulance. You're up there. They're like, he's gone.
I would take that to my... Oh, that would be the best prank ever.
Man, it would be a weird prank.
Yeah. As soon as I'm about to die, I wink at you. It'd be like, what?
It would haunt me for the rest of my life, probably.
So I guess we should go on a break because I think we've said every personal thing that's happening in our life. You want to say?
Yeah, I was going to call my workout. Not today because I had a half hour break. Okay. I had a day Friday. I don't think it was this Friday, past Friday. I had an 8:30 meeting that was half an hour long, a 9, 9:30, a 10, a 10:30, an 11, 11:30, and it went to lunch and I had an hour break. And then I had a 1 at 1:30. It did it all day. I was in meetings all day. It never happened to me before.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I didn't even do much in the meetings, but I don't got time to be in front of a camera talking to some jamoke. That's why I'm cutting this short, speaking of jamokes.
You should be like, hey, listen, I got to go.
Anyway, I was calling out my work because I hate them, but they don't really hate it because it's still one of those jobs.
Well, does it go by really fast when you're doing a shit ton?
I guess, but then your day is over. You're kind of still tired still, even though you didn't do anything. You know what
I'm
mean?
Tired every time I come home from work and I don't do anything.
Yeah.
I leave even earlier. I hope they hear this. Gradually, I've been leaving earlier and earlier.
You can't say this on the podcast. There are.
By the time they hear this, I'm going to be on tour, dude, touring with this podcast. You're going to be replaced.
Okay. Who are you replacing me with?
It's like Kiss. You ever see Kiss? How it's not really all the original members? I'm just going to have a guy wearing Nick makeup.
Oh, dude, what was the... Oh, you can't even say it. I was going to ask you what the joke was from the last one that got cut.
The Zelda one?
Yeah. You said I cut something that is in the first minute. Oh, damn it. Oh, I don't know.
Say it, dude.
Damn.
I know. Everyone knows I cut lot of offensive things Nick says. I'm just kidding.
I can't bring this
I actually just cut Nick's joke. I cut a joke from the last episode for time, so it lined up because we were watching a Legend of Zelda cartoon.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's really what it was. It wasn't on. Are it wasn't sure? a specific. Yeah, it wasn't specifically for that joke. It actually, I needed it to line up with like the video portion.
All right, that's fine, dude.
Because
fine.
we were watching it on YouTube, and it kept giving us ads
at different times.
So we were not lined up completely.
Mm-hmm.
I literally every time we press record, Nick says the H word, the B word,
mm-hmm.
the hard Z word. It's a hard Z, geez. And Gizzard. I'm like, dude,
Blizzard.
This Blizzard? Is 40 minutes. I can't.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Blizzard, the company.
Yeah,
you can't say that on a gaming podcast. No, not anymore. You can't say that. You'd be canceled. You'd be canceled.
You ready to go on a break and we can talk about some arcade games?
I think you're ready to go on a break.
I'm already sweating. I'm already sweating preparing for the next episode.
Do it.
All right, we're gonna go on a break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. So we're here. What do you have to say? You have something to say?
I was just going to say, this one can be a perfect segue. Do you know where arcades are important? In our generation? At WoW. That's what I'm saying. WoW. No, WoW, dude.
Oh, okay. I think we've definitely mentioned this before. We used to have a skating ring.
It was called WoW for some reason. I think they had the Palace in Northeast Philadelphia, too. Palace and WoW.
So in Philadelphia, there were a lot more skating rings, and they had a lot of arcades.
Yeah, and they had arcades because like not everyone's going to skate the whole time. It's where you do all that. The other thing that's really cool is it's where hookups happened, and people like you probably don't even freaking know. I bet you don't even know where people hooked up.
I didn't kiss in a rolling rink.
I know you didn't. That's why I'm saying this.
I like that part. It's very matter of fact. Like, so, I know you didn't.
I know for a fact you didn't, because I feel like I almost kissed at a roller rink.
Oh my God. Who was it?
I feel like it was
Sarah. Say the full name. Say the full name.
Sarah L. No, I'm not going to say her full name.
Oh my God. She follows our Instagram.
Oh, Jesus. I got to be careful.
I see her every now and then looking at her stories. We're fucked.
I know. Well, anyway.
Anyway, continue the story and say her last name.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So at the roller rink, you would go with like your grade, or I don't even know if it was the whole school, but you would hang out with your grade. And I remember to get to the roller rink area, you had to like go in that circle that goes around. And like,
yeah,
some people can't skate. Some people don't know what the hell they're doing. Some people are barely even wearing skates. And then like on the other side, there's like a bridge tunnel that went over top.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. And it would come down some steps or whatever. And then there'd be the arcade there. Well, I feel like if you're being flirty with girls and like boys and girls, we're talking similar to how you do it at a dance. Uh-huh. Like, you're not actually roller skating. You're not actually playing the arcade. You're doing something in between where you're just telling. Yeah, and you're hanging out with the clique and you're being like, so-and-so might like so-and-so. What? Ah. And then they'd go off and whisper and stuff. And I feel like that's where the hookups happened in the overhead tunnel.
So that's funny because you were going to this arcade roller rink to hook up. And I was going to play video games. I'm a nerd also.
Just I was probably closer than you.
Okay. That is a good segue to arcades.
Yeah, because I feel like I was like playing video games and then talking to like real girls, but then going back playing video games because I didn't hook up with anybody.
You try to talk to girls that same age now, and then you bring it up on the podcast. I'm like, dude, you can't. Please don't.
No, I'm always like, have you seen this person? And it's a picture of me as a youth. Would you have kissed him?
You're going around the streets?
Yeah.
Going up to young girls and saying like, have you seen this kid?
As a 15-year-old, and I go, would you hook up with him? And if they say yes, I say good answer. If they say no, I said you're wrong. And I keep going. That's it. It's just
what if it was the opposite and they say no and you're like, good answer.
He's an older man now.
He's an older man now, so I'm glad you're not.
Good answer. Good answer.
So weirdly, this episode started out as, because you made fun of me, I wanted to make it all about Burger Time.
Oh my God.
And I made the artwork and I told you the name. Like, I didn't tell you the name, but I was like, yeah, it's all centered around Burger Time. And you like rolled your eyes via text. You're like, what? You're like, is that even an hour episode? I'm like, I guess not. Because I own, everyone who's a devout listener knows I own a Burger Time arcade cabinet. I've probably played it 7 times since I bought it 4 years ago. And it just gave me inspiration. Let's talk about arcade games. It has Burger Time, Karate Champ, Caveman Ninja, and Bad Dudes.
Wait, all in that machine?
It has all in that machine. Yeah, it's not just Burger Time.
Why did you only have Burger Time up?
What do you mean? Why do I only have Burger Time up?
I've been to your house like 4 times, right?
Since because it's the only one I like playing.
I don't like any of them, I feel like. That's what I wanted to tell you. I wanted to tell you
it was a Black Friday deal, okay?
How much was it? Are you able to say?
$400.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
And I had to build it myself. I was depressed. I hated my life. Is that what you wanted me to say?
You built it yourself?
I had to build it. It was like IKEA furniture. Fucking
so hold
sucked.
On. Did you build it yourself or did you just click on the things involved?
No, I had to use like
screws.
Oh, it
came in pieces?
Giant wooden pieces, yeah.
It kind of makes more sense why you like it so much.
Yeah, because I was like, I can't get rid of it because I physically made it.
It's actually really weird.
So it's weird. So arcade games, especially from that place, WoW, that we grew up in, the ones I distinctly remember, I mean, there's ones that like stick out in my brain from that time. It's definitely the Simpsons arcade.
Yeah.
The X-Men arcade. They're pretty much all the same game, but different skins. The Simpsons arcade, X-Men arcade, and Ninja Turtles. They're all the same game, and those are the main ones I remember from that arcade. And then as I got older, we had an arcade around us, and then gradually I would see like the gun ones, like Time Crisis.
Oh yeah, the zombie one.
What was the zombie? Oh, House of the Dead.
Thank you. Yes.
So the very first arcade game I ever played, I don't think was in an arcade. It was in a dentist's office. He had a giant pole position arcade machine.
Wait, who did you have? The dude on Bustle's and F?
I think so. You think I remember my dentist name,
dude,
from when I was four?
Crazy. I feel like everyone had the same dentist, though.
Yeah, and I just remember he had like a giant pole position thing, and I remember not knowing how to turn the wheel, but it was the very first arcade. I mean, if anyone's listening and their first experience was like in a doctor's office, let us know. Comment below, comment above. I don't know where this video is. Dude, one of my favorite things actually about old arcade machines was that the screens were actually always like 500 feet away from you.
Oh yeah, because it was like a CRT that one screen with like a thing in there, and then there was a screen on the inside. Yeah.
I always found that really funny that no matter how old, I guess they stopped doing that in like the late 90s.
It probably. Damn, I can't find his name. I feel like it was like Smiley Time or something dumb like that.
Oh, Dr. Smiley?
Maybe, something like that. Who knows, dude? It sounds like a creep. Anyway, that's really crazy that your first arcade was literally in a dentist office.
Yeah. Burger Time.
I can't get Burger Time up and running.
Yeah, there was because Arcade 1UP is the only one that I can think of right now that like kind of keeps arcade games intact.
Okay.
But, you know, there's Dave & Buster's. Whenever I went to Dave & Buster's as an adult, they always had like the old arcade machines too. And I'll vouch. So there's newer arcade machines that I fucking will take a bullet for. Have you ever played Terminator Salvation?
No, I don't recall that one.
So do you know the movie? You remember the movie?
Yeah, come on, dude.
So it was a Terminator movie with Christian Bale. But they made an arcade machine with like huge guns. I fucking love that game. And I think it was also always in movie theaters too. But Terminator Salvation, the arcade game, was amazing. What was the other ones that like there were like newer ones too. There was a Kung Fu Panda one. I don't even like the Kung Fu Panda games. And there's a Kung Fu Panda one where you punch, I don't know, does he train in that movie? Like he punches
he
things.
Yeah.
So you punch things, and that's really stupid, but I always found it interesting. I guess not so much Kung Fu Panda, but I always found it interesting when they converted like a console game or a mobile game into an arcade game. Like if you ever been to an arcade with your kid, you ever see like Fruit Ninja?
Yeah, and they have it like in a giant arcade. They did
Fruit Ninja,
Frogger,
Angry Birds.
Right?
I know there's like Guitar Hero is an arcade game now.
Okay.
What else? Injustice, that DC fighting game. So I always found it funny that like only a select few of like games that were consoles only came out in arcades.
They
always like flip the terrible. Like usually it's arcade to consoles.
Well, they do it with ones that I think have like a replay value that's really low and easy to do. Like they do it with the Frogger base game. You're a duck and you have to cross. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Oh yeah.
They have all these.
Yeah,
Dave and Buster's and everything.
Yeah. We used to have a place called Jillian's, too. If anyone's listening to the podcast and remembers
that. Where was Jillian's? I kind of remember
Jillian's
that.
Was a local place somewhat, but Dave & Buster's bought them out. And they were, like, kind of the same thing where they had, I don't think they had roller skating. I think they had bowling.
Yeah, they had bowling.
Speedball,
that's really
weird. Like, tons of that shit. I also always liked the big ones, the ones you could sit in.
Yeah, like,
So Star Wars and Tron
Jurassic
were two ones.
Park.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that one's hard as shit.
I think there's a Ghostbusters one too, where you get in and you can close the curtain.
Oh, okay. Well, Luigi's Mansion, that's a terrible one.
Oh,
so sit down.
You know what? That's the one I'm thinking of. I don't think.
Oh, yeah, and it has a curtain.
Yeah,
that's funny. So you thought Ghostbusters was Luigi Ghost game?
I mean, it is. It's pretty much Ghostbusters.
I mean, it is. It is. It's a vacuum attachment. Yeah, it kind of is.
So I always found it. So arcade machines are really interesting because they're dead. Like they don't really exist anymore, except for like people, like freaks that want to live through nostalgia, like me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, if anyone has like a bunch of arcade machines in their like basement or in their like, if they're not a bar owner, you're a freak if you own a bunch of arcade machines.
Yeah, if you own more than two, I think.
I think if you own one, you're a freak.
Well, I think you are, but I think a lot of people can own one now, and it's like not the end of the world because they're based on like a Raspberry Pi system.
Oh yeah, if yeah.
I'm mistaken, so it's like an emulator sort of, and it's just like on a piece of like electronic circuit board, and it's so much easier to emulate. Like, you could probably theoretically get away with like 15 or 20 games on a thing if you paid enough for it.
When would you say that arcade, like the arcade trend died?
I wanted to say when Nintendo showed up and everything.
No, I think
I guess not died. Okay, but well, so before us, there was a thing that happened where people would literally plan their weekend around going to an arcade.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen in my generation. Oh, fuck.
No, no. I mean, arcades were busy, but nobody like planned.
And they would have like stacks of quarters, and they cared about getting their three-letter name up on the the score. I don't think that happened with our generation because I think it had already peaked. I'm not saying it was dead.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I think the last arcade machine I remember that was like newer before like Dave and Buster's era and stuff like that was maybe Mortal Kombat 4.
Okay.
Because I think late 90s arcade machines were like literally on the way out, and Mortal Kombat 4 is probably like the last big one to come out. And they were like, oh shit, nobody's coming to play this.
Well, because people could play these things at home. So like.
And then I think they eventually released Mortal Kombat 4 on consoles like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, probably.
So I always found that like really funny.
Well, that's what happens, dude. Get with the times.
What do we got? Time Crisis. Oh, actually, speaking of Mortal Kombat, which is really funny, actually, there was a dude, the guy that played Johnny Cage in the original Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah.
He was in like an ad because, like, I guess back in that day, you don't really have contracts. You just like give your likeness as like Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
So he just thought he could take any other job, and he's in an ad promoting in like Johnny Cage like outfit promoting another game, saying like only the best players use this. And he got sued by the company that makes Mortal Kombat because they're like, hey, you
can't be Johnny Cage.
You're
Johnny
fucking
Cage
dressed up like Johnny
promote.
Cage. Yeah. Like, you can't promote other stuff. So like they sued each other, which is really, I think they went back and forth. But I'm just like, if you look at the ad, it's for a game called Bloodstorm, which sounds like a fake game to begin with.
It kind of does sound like a fake game, or like a Jean-Claude Van Damme Bloodsport. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It's
or
literally just a ripoff of that. Or Bone Storm, correct. Simpsons?
Yeah. Did you know, you ever hear about the game Polybius?
It sounds like one of the games that I would quiz you in an episode with, is this fake or not?
Oh, so we don't know, because there's an urban legend about this game. Apparently, the government created this arcade game to test people with to have addictive effects and produce intense psychoactive effects. And it's basically a Men in Black type like operation to trick people. Yeah. And they only put them in a few like arcades across the country and then like took them out because they were just, the government was testing kids. No one actually knows if it's real or not.
This sounds so fake, but also hilarious, but also,
I'm surprised you've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Looks like all those older games are like the line, the grid lines and shit like that. So any kid playing it would be like, oh, I'm just playing this.
I love this game. I love the government.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, the kids probably, they probably buried the kids in the machine.
Oh, that's what we want to do. Let's take a breather because I need coffee.
Okay.
And then I guess we can discuss.
Hey, we're going to go on a break. What are we going to
burying people in video game?
Okay.
Consoles.
When we come back from a break, we're going to talk about who in our lives we want to bury. Just bury, right? Like not in a machine.
Yeah, correct.
I could start off with my brothers. All right. We'll be right back after this break.
All right.
All right. And we're back. So aside from that crazy fake, nobody even knows if it's fake or not, that arcade machine. It's really an urban legend that like people put in Easter eggs in like video game movies and stuff like that, because nobody knows if it was actually real or not.
I would think it's along the lines of, isn't there a rumor that Call of Duty was being streamlined so that they can find out which kids are most apt to be good at war and have hand-eye reflexes
sense.
Or something?
I think that makes more sense than the just fucking 1981 arcade machine.
I don't know though, dude. People did goofy shit in the 80s.
Yeah, you know my parents did. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
They were getting goofy.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, ew.
I'm touching my nose.
Ew, everyone. He just put his finger in his mouth.
At the edge of it and the edge of my nose. Because
I think you took it too
stuff,
far.
They're putting stuff in their butts, their mouths, and their noses.
Nah, that's not far enough.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go. I'm just reading off a list of like actually old arcade games because we know because the games we grew up
like,
with are
the original
way different.
Ones?
Well, yeah, because our '90s games, everyone knows what they are: Time Crisis, Die Hard Arcade, Mortal Kombat. Like, I think they're more well known to our generation.
They're also adaptations of games that are out too. Usually.
Yeah, there's so many '80s games, like arcade games, that like make are fucking the stupidest thing on the planet. So not Frogger. So of course, like Frogger or Donkey Kong, the originals. Burger Time was even original too. But there's one called Gorf, G-O-R-F. Gorf is an arcade game created in the year 1980 by Midway, where you are required to complete multiple missions. That's all it says. We have a friend named Durf.
Yo, there, way to dox him. But you think this game is better than him?
Okay, Gorf versus Durf. I think they're the same person. I think this is the first time we ever said Durf in the podcast after five years of doing this.
Mark it down, folks. It happened.
Here's another one called Jungle King in 1982. You're required to control a man who swings across vines. Isn't that Pitfall?
Yeah, Pitfall or like, yeah, yeah.
Another one, Pengo. So I'm reading ones that like, if anyone's listening, you probably have no fucking clue. I've never heard of these either.
I don't know what that one is.
Pengo, 1982 by Sega. You're required to control Pengo and crush the show bees. And line up three diamond. Like, they all sound fucking stupid.
They are all stupid. I mean, I think the game, it's the opposite of how you do an episode. They literally do the programming and the graphics and then get everything implemented and then decide how many lives are. And then afterwards, they go, what's the story and what's the tagline and what do we call it? And they're like, who fucking cares? Call Gorf for all I care. And they're like,
so the opposite of me, I come up with the name.
Exactly. See? Yeah.
Here's another one, Akari Warriors. Akari Warriors.
Is that like Atari, but Akari?
It's pretty much, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
It's just like a vertically scrolling run-and-gun shooter in 1986. Let's look at some more.
Pac-Man.
Shinobi. Shinobi's a famous one. I think that was on Nintendo, but that's... Terra Force, the Ninja Warriors, Time Soldiers. They all like Tiger Road, Twin Cobras. Xenophobe, you can't say that.
They did. They were the first ones to say it.
This arcade game from 1987 is the first person to say Xenophobe. Xenophobe is an arcade game developed and published by Midway in 1987. Star bases, moon ships, and space cities are infested with aliens. I think that's code for something else. And the players have to kill the aliens before each is completely overrun. I think that's a racist game.
It very well could be. Do you want to cancel it?
Hey, Xenophobe, you're canceled. I hope
canceled.
No one plays you.
30 some years later,
Zybots, Cabal.
That's got to be fake.
Cobra Command. Like, this is the craziest list I've ever seen in my life. Like, they're all like, there's some of the famous ones. Like, Tetris. I don't think Tetris is on here, but like, Sky Soldiers.
He says, this is filled with the famous ones. Like, Tetris. Well, Tetris isn't on here, but you get what I'm saying.
Truxton, Turtle Ship. Oh, my God. Yo, if you were in the 80s and you were playing this garbage, I don't know what to say.
They didn't have real video games, dude. They were struggling with these.
It makes me sick. My mom was probably playing these while she should have been taking care of me.
Yeah, she would.
My
literally...
mom was going to roller rinks, and she was trying to find my new dad.
And she was hooking up in the tunnel area between the rink and the arcade. That's what she was doing.
She was hooking up with an arcade machine.
She could have been trying to get... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She was playing Polybius or whatever it's called.
And maybe she was actually just trying to get quarters because she was poor.
Oh, come on, man.
She was telling
that's the worst joke you can make on this podcast.
That little
call someone poor.
I know. She was the orange thing. What was that anyway? How did that
the
work?
Orange
so you
thing.
Put where you put the quarters in, and you could push the button, and sometimes
oh,
it
like
give
the
you
red,
money
red
back.
Orange thing. Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know what that was.
All right, fine, dude.
Hey, you know what's interesting about arcade machines? I guess like the really older ones. You know that white ball? Sometimes some of those games had the white ball.
Yeah. As like
what
a trackball. A trackball.
Oh.
Like a mouse.
What if it was just like some guy's butt cheek?
There you go. Never mind. It was some guy's butt cheek. Hey, everyone. It's not a trackball. Repeat. Strike the last thing from the record. What if it was some dude's half of a butt cheek? Because it's only one.
But he's a small individual. Enough where his butt cheek is small enough to come out on the top.
Yep. Just one.
I don't see where the issue is.
It's very round.
I like that you're like trying to take away the last thing you just said. It's a butt cheek. Vulcan Vulture? Yeah, listen. I don't know what to say. I think we really grew up in the golden age of arcades.
No, because so what I'm describing, and you're sort of on it, is the games we're used to were like made for at the same time for consoles. They were vetted on different platforms.
Not all of them, though. So some of the ones I was naming started off in arcades, and they eventually got ported. But like Time Crisis never got ported to.
Okay, that you're naming like one of the higher hit ones. I think ones like Sinistar 1983 and Spy Hunter 1983 and Kangaroo 1982. These ones were literally just made to be consumed in an arcade fashion.
Uh-huh.
It's like a bunch of coins. You throw a couple quarters in there. It just sits around. It's not well thought out. There probably wasn't a team of like 18 people doing it. There's probably like three people who worked on it. A UI guy, a code guy, and like maybe one other dude who was in charge of something. And they probably all shared the same marketing department. It probably wasn't like a marketer for each one. It was probably
so
like
the same
marketing.
Guy probably named all the things that I named.
He could have.
He's like, I don't know, fucking like Gorf. I don't know.
Kangaroo. Gorf. I don't fucking know.
Like he's probably smoking. He's like, I saw a kangaroo. Call it that.
And don't get me wrong, I think there's some weird romanticism or nostalgia about playing these games in an arcade where that's the only place you could play video games for hours at a time. These nerds eating pizza, drinking soda. We had mentioned this on a previous episode, having the time of their lives where they can't bring these home anyway. So it was like a go-to. It was a place.
I think that's why by the end of the 90s, arcades really legitimately died.
Yeah.
Because everything really got ported over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do find that interesting. Like,
and I wasn't saying that to knock them all or saying they're garbage, but by the time you get to the ones we know and love from the 90s, at least our generation, it's kind of a different thing.
And it is funny. Probably the most famous ones from our generation are the three games, the beat 'em ups, are all the same. They're just different coat of paint: Ninja Turtles, Simpsons, and X-Men.
I think another big one that you didn't touch
on. And they're all properties.
Yeah,
correct. Already established properties.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The other one you didn't touch on that is really big in arcade, especially in the 90s, that we never got into, but people our age are into, is the fighting games. Like, people would play Street Fighter all day. Like, there's tournaments for that. Like, that's still our Street Fighter tournaments today.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't touch on the Street Fighters, the Marvel vs. Capcoms, the those kind of games.
Yeah, I never got into, I guess that was a little bit past me somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few controversies around arcade games.
Oh, please. And it's not Polybius this time, huh?
It's not Polybius. Wow. So in 1993, there was a video game called Fighter's History. Capcom sued. Oh, never mind. I thought it was like a sexier controversy. It was just about suing people. Well, on a list that I gave you, one of the controversial games was called Wall Street. So it was about Wall Street. And basically you play ambulance people catching Wall Street brokers jumping out a window trying to commit suicide. Yeah,
that's kind of hilarious.
That was a real game, just to let everyone know.
What year was that?
Like 1982.
You can't get
82.
Canceled for that. That's
you
kind
can.
Of funny. Oh my God. The score at the bottom is called the Dow Jones Index. So the lower it goes, the more jumpers you probably get. That's really funny.
Yeah, that was a real game, everyone. My mom and dad probably played it.
While kissing.
That makes sense, I guess, a little bit.
Even funnier. So this is a list of weird ones that you had mentioned. Extractimator. There's an old-timey arcade around where I live. And it has...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you go in, you get a bracelet, and you... For like 10 or 15 bucks, you play all the games. And they specialize in getting like old ones. There are imports that are like direct from Japan. They're not in English. There's like all sorts of games. And I'm not into that. So
you're not into gaming.
I went on a date with one of the three girls from Bumble or Hinge. which one was this? H dot 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 there. And
what a great reveal.
I brought her here. Even funnier is... This is of the three girls I went on dates with from online dating. She was the one that I wasn't really into, like very nice, very like nerdy. We went to an arcade.
Is it the one that I'm thinking of?
Yeah, that I still almost still talk to. Not anymore.
Oh my God.
Nah, get off. Anyway, my current girlfriend still makes fun of her. She mentions her all the time. Oh, is that your friend? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's it. You got me. So we go on a date to this place. I didn't know what to think, what to do. We had just gotten iced coffees. We go to this place. We go in there. I'm sitting at all these machines. I don't know what's what. They have some really old classic games, like some real Street Fighters and whatever. There's this Asian
you can't
armor
say
game. Strike it from the record, please.
Okay. I'm going to slow it down or speed it up.
Not in English, so I don't know what the buttons are, but you're supposed to know. It's like one of those games. And we sit down at the Tekken 5 that just came in. And
oh, yeah, that's new. Yeah.
She spilled her iced coffee on it.
No wonder you dumped her.
Yeah, that's what happened. I helped clean it up and everything, and it wasn't a big deal. But I'm looking at this list. Another one that was on there is Taiko no Tatsujin, and it's the two drums, and they give you drumsticks, and you literally just play drums to it. And it was actually, that was really cool. I actually enjoyed that.
I think when we started, when we stopped playing arcade games, that's when interactive arcade games happened, like Dance Dance Revolution.
Yep.
And like other stuff like that, where it came over from Japan, where they were more interactive and more like kind of sweaty about it.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. And they became more like, I don't know, less just moving the joystick, the one red joystick and then two red buttons. It was like a little more, there's more to it.
There was a place I went to in Austin called Pinballs. And it was probably the same thing as yours, where it was a giant arcade place and had all these old games, maybe like a few newer ones. Mm-hmm. It also had like a go-kart area. And it was the first time I ever go-karted too. And I felt like Mario.
There you go, dude. And you thought Luigi Ghost Mansion was Ghostbusters. So who cares?
I can't believe I got that right. I was like, it literally just felt like the same thing. But the Jurassic Park arcade game, if anyone finds that in any arcade, I guess it's like it's like probably 15 years old, 10 years old, but it's awesome.
Are we supposed to let you know? Is that the idea?
I don't know. Yeah. Somebody email me. Tell me where it is. So I can find it.
Email me and I'll tell him.
You don't have an email, man.
I could buy one.
For some reason, my email, I have an email for the podcast. And I thought when I created the email that somebody might want to steal the name, What the Famicom. Yeah, so sure. I made an email, the real What the Famicom at gmail.com.
Yo, so wait, someone could make a What the Famicom at gmail.com.
It reversed in a way where somebody could actually just make What the Famicom at gmail.com.
And get all our money.
Because I was paranoid that somebody would originally take it.
Yep. They'll never know the difference between the name and the real.
Let me just look at what other notes I got. Kung Fu Panda, Fruit Ninja. I have post-it notes. I wrote down locked in boat bathroom. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what this note means.
I'm scared.
I might have. Maybe I kidnapped someone and locked them in a boat bathroom.
I want to know what's going on in your bathroom.
It really is a note that I wrote. That I probably wrote at work that I thought of a funny story.
A lot of things go back to your bathroom. In fact, you have bathroom issues with earthquakes.
Yeah, we had an earthquake in Philadelphia recently.
You did it and it flushed, remember? Because the sensor went?
No.
Oh, this is something different?
This was another, yeah. Jesus, so we had an earthquake in Philadelphia recently and everyone felt it in my office, but I was taking a poopy.
Yep.
And I just came out of the bathroom and everyone in my office was like, oh my God, just
staring at you. They were staring
at you. And I looked at the news and it was like a 5.0 earthquake in Philly and I didn't feel anything. Does that mean I'm like the chosen one or something?
No, it means you pooped worse than the earthquake.
Oh my God, my poop caused the earthquake.
It could have. I don't know.
Oh man, I queefed in the toilet.
Come on, man. We can't. This is this podcast doesn't do that.
Anything else you want to talk about arcades?
No, I liked now that it's really funny. So the way you put this out for me is that we were gonna do an hour-long episode on Burger Time.
Uh-huh. And honestly, we probably would have gotten it done in like 10 minutes.
I don't like Burger Time.
It's funny that you got mad every time it's on in my place.
Yeah.
Of all the games on that arcade machine that I own, I think it's the only one I can consistently like just play, pick up and play. And
how do you play? Like, if we're done this, are you going to go over to the
arcade? No, of course not.
So when do you do it? When company's over? That's it?
Yeah, I think the last time my girlfriend was over, I like threw it on, just to have the lights on.
Threw it on. Like, that sounds like it's like a, I don't know, like a CD or something. Like, yeah, we threw it on.
Like, it's like smooth jazz or something.
Yeah, we threw it on to set the mood.
I don't know, man. I enjoy Burger Time. I mean, do I regret this arcade cabinet? Probably.
I mean, yes and no. You made it. So that actually totally ties into it has value. And like, you worked for it. You put it together. You picked it out. Like, I have no problem with that.
I'm glad you stopped me from making this entire episode about Burger Time.
Oh my God, I would have thrown up. But even funnier is, I thought you were going to go list of arcades and you're going to go, would you want it in your house? Would you want it in your house? And I literally had a shtick ready to go. I was waiting
do this
for you
now.
To pull
it. We have time.
Yo,
just pretend the episode
me.
Just started. Everyone stop listening and then start it back off. This is the episode.
You were going to say, how about Soul Calibur 1998? And I was going to go,
No.
And I was going to say, I was going to pretend to think about it and say no to every arcade because I don't like arcades.
I mean, that was the shtick.
If you went through 60, I was going to say no 60 times.
Damn.
However, I was looking at this list and some of them are actually pretty cool. So I changed my mind a little bit. My shtick would have been off. Like NBA Jam. Kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. That was an arcade game. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like some of these are pretty cool. Like even the Time Crisis ones are all right. Oh, Killer Instinct. That's kind
of
badass.
Killer Instinct was, yeah. I mean, I really feel like there's just two forms of arcade games. One's with like the panel with the joysticks coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one with the guns and where you have to step
they
on
were the top two. Correct.
Yeah. That's literally the only kinds of arcades that you see anywhere.
Weird. They have Daytona USA racing one. And I think there were ones where you sit and control the car. Like Race USA or whatever that is. And you pick your
Cruising
country.
USA.
And what is it?
Cruising USA?
Maybe. It's the one that's in Dave and Buster's.
I think that's Cruising USA.
Okay. Either way, yeah, they're kind of fun. And I didn't look at those. Like, they're not video games to me, sort of. Does that make sense?
Racing ones?
No, just a lot of these arcades, the way we're describing them. Like a racing arcade where you hit start, you play a level, and then you're over. It's almost like
you're never going to play more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, like I would never buy it and put it in my house. Like Burger Time.
Damn it.
And I'm not saying it like to bring it full circle, but that's these things are more fun novelties than they are video games to me.
Listen, I bought this as a novelty and I realized, holy shit, I just spent $400 on a novelty.
I mean, that's fair. Some of these are like $1,000 and shit.
Yeah. Anyway, arcade machines are cool. I wish they made them like they used to. Huge.
There he goes. Like heavy, they used to. Mm-hmm.
And 500 feet away from the screen.
Now, we had mentioned on a previous podcast and we hinted at it. What if you could bury someone inside?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would bury you.
Okay, that's fair.
Alive in a Burger Time arcade cabinet because you hate it.
Oh my god! In Burger
Time,
that
would be your worst fear. Because like, here's the thing.
Yeah,
I wouldn't bury you alive. Yep. Obviously, I'd be respectful. I'd wait for you to be dead.
Thanks.
But you wouldn't know that it's Burger Time.
Ugh.
So would you? What would you bury me in?
Luigi's Mansion, and I'd write Ghostbusters and like duct tape over the top, and I'd bury you in it. Yeah, and I'd say now he's in Ghostbusters.
Wait, that thing is huge. Where would you put me?
Yeah, on the bottom. You'd be laying out open.
Wait,
right on
so
the ground.
People would be sitting on me?
Yeah, correct. Isn't that hilarious?
I actually like that a lot.
It's pretty funny. And then after people sit there, I'd be like, you know, he died with a And they'd be like,
and then
everyone's
like, what are you looking down for?
And I'm like, rigor mortis, anyone? You know what I mean?
It stinks like shit when you close the curtains.
Yeah.
So yeah, if anyone's still listening, because I don't know how many people listen to the full episodes now. But yeah, let us know who you would bury in an arcade machine. What arcade?
Please.
Please let us know so we can call the cops on you, you sicko.
You're all sick.
Oh, man. So that's our episode about arcades. That's all I got. I love arcades. I actually really enjoy playing them.
I'm going to try and go to the WoW and maybe hook up. I don't know. Older people.
Okay. Good
looking
answer.
For an adult. Jesus.
But still have a picture of young you.
This is how you used to look. What do you think?
All right. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll see you next time. This is Dan Joystick signing off. Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's fine. Please insert quarter.
This is
Nintendo.
This is Coin Op Dan signing off.
Yeah. Game over.
This is
folks.
Dan Arcadial signing off.
Nick Cade. I don't like it anymore.
This is Dan Cade signing off.
All right. I hate all of them.
All right. See you later, folks. Game over. Yo, if you were in the 80s and you were playing this garbage, I don't know what to say.
A lot of things go back to your bathroom. In fact, if you have bathroom issues with earthquakes,
let us know who you would bury in an arcade machine. Please let us know so we can call the cops on you, he's sick.
Here, I'll put it this way. A priest diddling like a kid, like, it seems like they could do it physically.
Usually, it's a life-changing moment in my life, and the Macho Man Randy Savage album changed my life.
So I feel like I was, like, playing video games and then talking to, like, real girls, but then going back playing video games because I didn't hook up with anybody.
You think I'm a fucking nosy Nancy? You think I, like, talk about my personal stuff?
I think all you do is talk about your